Maritima Luke Fraser and Prairie Girl Sarah Frank share a love of folk songs and fiddle tunes. Their music draws from Canadian, American, and Celtic traditions, bringing together storytelling and kitchen parties in their writing. There are special guests on Folk Roots Radio. They are the Bombadils. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been a great night so far.
That's right. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. It's the 30th edition of the conference in Ottawa. The Bombadils have just released a new album. It's entitled New Shoes. They're also now on Borealis Records. And I should actually add that you're now a two-piece with other people playing with you rather than the four-piece that many people will have seen before.
Yeah, that's right. We played for a long time with a bass player and flute player who are now doing other things, and Luke and I wanted to keep playing our music, so we have adapted to playing as a duo, but since we still love to play in groups, then recently we've played with cello, and we'll hopefully continue to play with a variety of instruments.
It's actually been great. It happened kind of suddenly, but we decided to still record the album, and it was really fun that way. We had lots of people come in and record, and so it was a real chance for growth and new horizons.
It's something that probably, for you mentioned a chance for growth, but I think it is in some ways an opportunity. It's always hard when you've been with people so long and you've been a tight, you know, foursome. I know you had some changes, but then suddenly to be changing to just the two of you. But you guys spend a lot of time together, don't you?
Yes, we definitely do. Well, we're married as of 2 years ago, so we spend, we live together, and because we work and play together, we spend a lot of time together. But it's great. We enjoy being able to play as a duo and have like kind of intimate energy on stage, and then we enjoy changing that and having fresh energy from outside people as well.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. The album just came out in Borealis. You must be pretty excited because Borealis is a wonderful label, and then well known for, I think, the love of the music, the fact they love the music so much that they really like to make sure that the music they put out is by artists that they really believe in, but also making sure that the product that actually is sent out to people is really packaged well. And I think that, from my point of view in the music industry, is really important, you know, that this love of the music. Can you talk about what it means to you to actually be on Borealis as well?
Oh, well, we're very grateful for the support. They're a wonderful community. The label is run by musicians, Bill and Grit, and so they understand what it's like to be a musician, and they are supportive of the creative side of things. They give us a lot of freedom creatively, which is always great, and they share their experience and knowledge with us and all their connections and community.
Yeah, it's nice to have some help when you're doing this, and they feel like a team, and we're able to rely on them and they're able to rely on us, and it's a real good energy.
So tell us about the songs on the new album. Are these old songs that you've pulled together since you changed from being the four-piece to the two-piece, or are these songs that you had actually been working on for a while?
That's a good question. I think maybe just one or two of them are older songs that we'd had from before. The first track actually is co-written with Alan, who we played bass with on our second album. And then there's Wild Mountain Time, a traditional Scottish tune that we've been singing forever, singing with all kinds of people, including our previous bandmates. But otherwise, the other 10 tracks, it's all new stuff, new traditional songs that we've arranged, and then new original songs that we'd written just before recording.
And what are your plans for the coming year? You know, we come to the Folk Music Ontario Conference. It's really a showcasing opportunity. You were part of the official showcases today. You'll also have some other opportunities to showcase. I think you're also part of the export development program that they run at the conference. Do you want to just explain what that is?
Yeah, that's a really great program. It's a chance for artists or their managers to meet one-on-one with industry people, that being festival directors and concert series ADs and just all kinds of variety of people. And it gives you just a short bit of time to sort of make your pitch and explain who you are, and you're able to in advance see the list of people who will be attending and choose who you want to talk to based on, you know, what you want to do in the coming year or two. So it's a really great program, and yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Now, you have a reputation for having a great live show, I know. I saw you play Eaglewood one year, and it was just blew everybody away. Just absolutely fabulous. What plans do you have for the coming months?
Well, we've been touring since September, 4 to 5 days a week, and going home every week for a couple of days. And so we're going to keep up that pattern until the beginning of December. We're heading to the Maritimes next week, where Luke is from, which will be good to play for family and friends there. And at the end of November, we're doing a house concert tour organized by Home Roots in Alberta. So that's 9 or 10 house concerts in 2 weeks, just in people's living rooms.
And you're happy with all this traveling?
Yeah, it's been great, especially since we decided to come home more often. So we're home on generally Mondays and Tuesdays, and home being Montreal. And we schedule it that way. Normally we go for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, and that we found that to be a little tiring at times. So this is a really great situation, and we love traveling, and we're just getting more smart and efficient with how we schedule that kind of touring. So I think we do enjoy it a lot.
And I presume we'll see you on the festival scene next year?
Oh, we hope so. We'll be doing our best to let people know we want to play at the festivals.
Well, it's been great to talk to you. If people want to learn more about the Bombadils, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can check us out. We have a website, www.thebombadils.com, and we have all the social media places you can visit, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we have lots of videos on YouTube, so you can check us out there. Just search the Bombadils and you're bound to find something good.
There's only one other thing we have to do, and that's pick the next song. We're going to play something from the new Bombadils album, which is entitled New Shoes. It's out now on Borealis Records. What are we going to play?
We're going to pick Train in the Night. It's a song that Luke wrote about childhood and some of the memories he has of falling asleep to the sound of the train, which turned out to be an experience I had growing up in Edmonton as well.
This is the Bombadils with Train in the Night from the album New Shoes, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and I'm Jan Hall. That was wonderful.
Thanks, Jan.
Thank you, Jan.
As the town sleeps sound in the cool of the night, a lonely streetlight shines on down through my window with the breeze in the pale moonlight. A faint whistle in the dark of the train coming round. Silver are the rails curving through the town. When the moon shines off their backs and the rivers refrain to the whistle sound, it's a ripple on the water from the train coming round. I can hear the train in the night like an old familiar song. For now everything is right, all my worries and all my wrongs. Like a mother's touch, it doesn't take much to bring me back home again. I can hear the train in the night. I was talking to a friend just the other day. Said to keep these words in mind. Keep your face always forward towards the sun. And all the shadows will fall behind. I can hear the train in the night like an old familiar song. For now everything seems right, all my worries and all my wrongs. Like a mother's touch, it doesn't take much to bring me back home again. I can hear the train in the night. I don't know where I stand in life. In the darkness I lose my way. And when all seems lost in the endless night, and
and I can't trace a line. In a starless sky, there's a song that's heard, a whistle cry, and nevermore breaking light. I can hear a train in the night. 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 I have come so many miles, and I will go so many more. At every turn I often ask, what are we looking for? But under this old roof and under starry skies, rails go ever on, and I'll be forever wondering why. I can hear the train in the night.